We're going to give two sides of the issue of working abroad as a nonprofit. I'll start out by laying out some of the operational and practical challenges, and then hand it over to Nick to give you more detail into the many and ever-growing regulatory and compliance obligations that go along with doing that. So this presentation sort of assumes that you've already decided as an organization that you want to operate outside of the United States, which can be driven by numerous reasons. Obviously, there are great needs across the globe. For us, at the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation, we decided in 2006 to expand our work into India, and in 2010 in South Africa, as a way to push our mission, and which is helping children living in urban poverty through education, health, and financial stability for families in those countries, and build on the work that we've done in the United States. And so once you decided that you want to work abroad, the next question is, the big question is, how do you want to do that? Because there's a number of options of ways that you can expand your mission beyond the United States. And one is by doing it indirectly through existing organizations, and the other is by doing it directly by setting up your own office in that country. So let's start with indirectly. The most obvious way would be to give grants to existing organizations. And there's a couple of ways that can be done. One is if you give it to a U.S. Nonprofit 501c3 who already does work in those countries or those areas that you want to be in. And that's pretty straightforward. That's just like if you give a grant to any other U.S. nonprofit 501c3. Types of organizations that would be like that would be Doctors Without Borders, Red Cross, those types of organizations that have global operations.